Letters from a Friendship. Excerpts from the Letters of St. Ambrose of Milan. Letter 47, AD 390. This brief letter was sent with a book which Sabinus had asked for. Ambrose to Sabinus. I have transmitted the volume you asked for, written more clearly and neatly than the one which I had previously sent, in order that by the facility of its perusal, your judgment of it might be unimpeded. For the original copy was written not for appearance, but for use. For I do not always employ a scribe, especially at night, at which time I am unwilling to be a trouble and a burden to others. And further, because the words I am then dictating flow on with a kind of impetuosity, and in a rapid stream. But, as I am desirous to select with precision the words which my old age employs in its familiar intercourse, and to proceed with a slow step, I think the use of my own hands in writing befits me better, that I may seem rather to conceal my words than lustily give vent to them, and may not have to blush at the presence of him who is writing for me, but, having no one in the secret of my words, may weigh what I write with eye as well as with ears. For, in the words of Scripture, the tongue is swifter than the hand. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. And though you may perhaps say that swiftness here is attributed to the writer, the meaning will nevertheless not escape you that it is only the swiftness of a ready writer which can take down the words of the prophetic tongue. The Apostle Paul also wrote with his own hand, as he says himself, I have written unto you with mine own hand. He did it to show honor. We do it from bashfulness. But, while your judgment of my book is still in suspense, let us entertain each other by letters. The advantage whereof is that, although severed from each other by distance of space, we may be united in affection. For by this means the absent have the image of each other's presence reflected back upon them, and conversation by writing unites the severed. By this means also do we interchange thoughts with our friend, and transpose our mind into his. Now, if according to your admonition there is any savor of ancient writings in our letters, not only do our minds seem to be united by this progress in true doctrine, but also the form and fashion of a more intimate converse seems to be set forth, in that the discussion which is thus entered upon by mutual inquiry and reply appears to place in presence of each other those friends who in this manner challenge and engage one another. And why need I produce the example of our ancestors, who by their letters have instilled faith into the minds of the people, and have written to whole nations together, and have shown themselves to be present, although writing from a distance, according to the words of the Apostle, that he was absent in body, but present in spirit, not only in writing, but also in judging. Again, he condemned them while absent by epistle, and also absolved them by epistle. For the epistle of Paul was a certain image of his presence and form of his work. For the epistles of the apostles were not like those of others, weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence weak, and his speech contemptible. But his letter was of that kind that such as was the substance of his work, such also was the form of his precept. For such, says he, as we are in word by letters when absent, such will we be also in deed when we are present. He imprinted the image of his presence on his letters. He declared its fruit and testimony in his work. Farewell. Love me, as indeed you do, for I love you. End of Letter 47.